On Thursday, Committee of the Whole approved of a plan that will see the installation of Level 2 electric vehicle charging points in Wellington, Bloomfield, and Picton. County staff reported that 100% of the chargers' installation costs will be covered by the Earth Day Canada Aviva Charge for Change funding program, in which Prince Edward County was one of the successful applicants. The charging points will reportedly be located at the Wellington and District Community Center with two charging spaces, the Bloomfield parking lot with one charging space, and the Prince Edward Community Center Picton Fairgrounds with two charging spaces. According to the Associated Staff report, the Level 2 charging points are intended to be mid-range chargers that can supply from 15 to 100 kilometers of range per hour of charging time based on charger type and vehicle, and are best employed in areas where electric vehicles will be parked for 2-plus hours. Over the question posed by North Marysburg Councillor David Harrison on whether staff should be focusing instead on much faster Level 3 charger installations across these locations, Program Supervisor Julianne Snepps responded that the county does not currently have funding secured for the more efficient but much more expensive charging technology, though a potential public-private partnership is being examined to install them along with other fast chargers that are potentially coming to local big box stores in the near future.
Faster technology, it is more efficient for the driver, it is more expensive, and we don't have funding for that type of technology right now. We are looking at a model that would involve private sector partnership that would allow us to bring Level 3 charging to the county sometime in the future. In this model, the supplier, the manufacturer of the electric vehicle charging infrastructure, would pay all of the capital costs to install that equipment, and it would be like a land lease agreement with us where they would give us revenue to be able to operate that. There are a couple other private sector entities, gas stations, or big box stores that may be installing the faster Level 3 charging in the near future. But that infrastructure, we believe, is no sooner than a year away. And we have an opportunity now using third-party funds to install the Level 2 so that we have a solution in the community in the very near term.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, this is Alex Wright.